Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Rain Clothing. That's R-A-N-E Clothing. The Warped Tour is fastly approaching, and Sean will be there handing out some audio discs of Let's Have a Good Day. So check them out. Check out Rain Clothing. They got a whole bunch of cool shit that you should be wearing right now. Now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony. No, I don't want to take the stairs, Cincinnati.
Oh, and he's got to take the stairs, because the reason why we haven't done I Can't Read and, oh, gee golly, what do you think, a month there, bud?
Wait, did you say the reason I had to take the stairs? Something about that?
No, the reason why he had to take the stairs is because also the reason why
because I had to come upstairs to record a podcast. But if I have the choice, I'd take the elevator in the house. But we don't have one in our new house.
That's what I was getting to.
Oh!
Jesus Christ, you're the fucking worst.
Wow, you really walked your way around that one.
No, you really just don't understand how stories work at all. Listen, anyways, dude. So we just moved. Fuck you.
Listen, dude, I'm a producer now. You see me over here
how
lounging?
Are you a producer? Yeah, you do look like you're about to be like, okay, honey, you want the role? Suck my dick.
Listen, I am a couch director.
Yeah, this looks like a casting couch call. Have you seen that meme where it's like, oh, my girlfriend's got her interview today. I hope she does well. And it's her on the casting couch.
She does well.
Shit rocks.
She'll be good for 3 weeks.
Yeah, hey, can you tell if that... hang on. We're in a new setup, too, people, so bear with us.
Cutting edge.
As we fumble through this little creaky shit we call I Can't Read. Damn, it's small. Oh, geez.
It's like the cockpit of the fucking Enterprise.
Really, I can't see well. All right, I'm just seeing that. Yep, those are two different ones. Cool, we're good.
Yeah.
All right, bud, we're doing great already. All right, man, so...
Why is yours the first one? Mine's the second.
Oh, because your second mic, bitch?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Get over here and suck this dick if you want this job.
Listen, bitch, that's the last time you talk back to Tony Grossman.
Yeah, so we moved. We're in a new house. That's why we haven't done an episode in a long time. But we will have more episodes more frequently because schedules will align better now. Things are going well for us.
Yes. And an answer to the fans' questions.
Everyone's question.
Yes. We do have separate bedrooms now.
Finally.
So
I don't have to sleep head to toe with him anymore in a full bed.
God damn. It just eating moths all night because the windows had to be open.
Yeah, we also have central air. I know this is like, who gives a shit, but we're so happy. We painted. We've been doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
people.
We were like, set it at 72.
Because, oh my God, it's cooling now.
It'll always be this temp.
Yeah, instead of it being set at 74 heat in May, you're like, why the hell? Yeah,
my toes are sweaty.
So everything's well. We're doing good. Now we're on to the reading. Okay, dude. So, well, Adam West just died yesterday at 88.
Yes, he did.
How do you feel?
Hang up your cloak.
Cowl?
What is
or
it?
Cape,
cloak.
Hang up your cloak and dagger. I'm like, he wasn't in that.
Hang up your spandex.
Yeah, so were you saddened by that at all? Eh, that wasn't really your Batman.
Nah, it's not really yours either.
I watched it a lot as a little kid. Remember that the movie? I was like, well, you should watch this movie.
Yeah, and it was the worst idea ever.
I still enjoyed it, but yeah.
Uh-huh. That was a 1-2 vote there. Willis also said go fuck yourself on that one.
Oh, yeah, he did say it was bad.
He was like, no, this is the worst.
I was like, 1-2? Who the fuck else was here? Also, who else did I make watch
that
movie?
Yeah, you made someone else watch it, too.
Not just your friend.
I figure this is a good little build-up to when inevitably Stan Lee passes on you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, see, I mean, like, I think the only death that will actually affect me, and I'm sure you can guess.
Robert Downey Jr.?
Yep. No, Kevin Smith.
Thor.
Mark Wahlberg.
Which hot dude. Yeah, I know. Yeah, Kevin biting it in a few years.
Yeah, that's going to be rough just because of the sheer content that I listen to of him. It's like a daily basis, so I think that would one will hurt. Like,
the beauty is he's made millions of hours of content
that
for
I've
you.
Listened to already, like some thrice through.
How many lives do you want to live?
What do you mean?
With his voice in your ears.
I mean, dude, I deliver so much that, like, if you think about it, remember your job at Joanne's?
Vaguely.
How you only listen to podcasts all fucking day long, 8 hours.
Oh, God.
That's basically what I do. So I'm like, well, I like, it's almost like comfort food.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
so,
I
like,
get it.
It just kind of takes me out of it. And then,
but you don't want to explore beyond that too far. in terms of the world of podcasts. You like his network, his,
brand.
Like.
Yeah, but I also listened to Serial not that long ago. I don't know if I told you about that.
Uh-uh.
It was this cool thing. It was a lady from NPR, and she basically like puts together a case for this dude that might have been wrongly accused of murder. And spoilers.
Making a murder podcast?
Exactly like that, but it came out in like 2013, I want to say, maybe 2012. It's the highest downloaded podcast ever.
But that was a mini series thing.
It was 12 or 15 episodes. She had a follow up when he got his court hearing about like they were trying some other evidence in there. But yeah, he still got fucked over.
Do you listen to any other podcasts off network that are daily or weekly?
Yeah, I listen to The Unbelievables, which you can find on the Lousy Weather Media Network, and Let the Hate Flow Through You. I listen to both those a lot. Let the Hate Flow Through You is fantastic.
Where'd you hear those?
On the podcast app.
Oh. See? I was trying to plug, too.
Oh.
Out of stupidity.
The podcast app?
Yeah.
I mean, all podcasts are on the app. We're on that app, too.
What? Nuh-uh.
Yeah, dude. Right up there with Kevin Smith and Kevin James.
Oh, I use dogpile.com, and I look it up, and I type in icantreadwebsite.com.
You're kidding, right?
No.
What's Dogpile?
It's a search engine that I use from middle school.
I hate you.
It's a good one.
But yeah, so I listen to both those. I
log into my Linux Ubuntu computer, and I just look for it.
I just sign in my GeoCities account, and we're good to go.
And once I dial in, 20 minutes later, I'm listening to bits of it slowly.
Let me see what else I have that I listen to on the podcast apps.
Oh, speaking of what we listen to.
I've listened to Join the Club a few times. But yeah, it's mainly Sit Down Stomach. It's mainly Kevin Smith stuff. Like Hollywood Babylon, Fat Man on Batman, Edumacation, Smodcast, Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, Tell 'em Steve Dave, Phoebe.
I'll be honest, I listen to 3 podcasts.
That's what I'm saying. Like you kind of get in the mode of like listening to someone that you like, and then you just kind of go with that.
Yeah.
But I've listened to Tell 'em Steve Dave, I think 4 times through, and they're at episode 338.
Whoa.
Almost kind of like how you were with Game of Thrones there for a minute. Like every time the new season
you're
would
like,
come out,
well,
you
better watch it.
Better watch it 80 hours with
the TV.
I better
give about 50 or 60 hours to this.
But I'm not gonna lie, that when I rewatched Game of Thrones, that was also really like a comfort thing too. I feel like that's almost what our brains would placing with, so like we don't have to think about anything else.
I mean, I'll be honest, I've done it with certain podcasts, but mm-hmm. they were older. Like now, like I'm listening to, like if I listen to a fucking Monday morning podcast with Bill Burr, there's never a time, because it's so topical,
yeah,
that I would be like, I'm gonna really really dig going back. So I look for podcasts that don't do topical.
Oh, really? Yeah, because like Hollywood Babylon, they'll do news, which is which is kind of neat though at the time, because they'll like make predictions and see
and
if they happen.
Fuck up or be right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's kind of neat to relive. But yeah, there are certain podcasts like Jay and Silent Bob.
I like ones that are eternal.
Yeah. Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, like he tells the same stories on that podcast constantly. They do the same bits and shit like that. But the first 6 episodes are all about Jason Mewes's struggle with heroin and like his story of like how he got to where he is now. Which are fucking fascinating. The first 6 episodes of that show are great. I guess it was called, like, Me and My Shadow. Like, that was a blog he did where he wrote about it. And then, basically, he just went through that and then asked Jason about it.
Yeah, a really interesting YouTube channel is actually Steve-O's.
Creepypasta?
No, yeah. I mean, yeah. But that, dude, that one's, like, fucking, like, boner fuel. Fucking for sure.
What was the one that you always watch? It's, like, Strange Creepy Mysteries.
Oh, yeah. Like creepy Unsolved Mysteries or something.
Yeah, you're like, dude, this shit's insane. We started watching it.
I'm
Josie,
like, for sure, dude.
Josie and I both, he's like, he's looking at us like, hang on, just give it a second.
It's going to get there.
I'm like, this is dog shit.
I hate you so much. What the fuck was I talking about?
Steve-O.
Oh, Steve-O's YouTube channel is actually really, really fucking cool. He, it's all fucking, like, almost like Jackass, a now Jackass. He still does crazy shit. He's still an idiot. But he really, like, reflects about himself and really awesome. Like, he's a hard critic. He's like, fuck me. Fuck what I was. Like, I was a loser, asshole, pile of shit. And he can take it all day. Like, people are like, dude, you were a fucking cunt. Like, I hated you. Like, you owed me money. Fuck you. You fucked my girlfriend. Like, and like, he'll have these people on calling him cunts. And he's like, bro, like, come here. Like, fucking, what can I do? Like, he's literally living his life to try to redeem.
Well, it's also
what,
like,
he was every day.
That's the sort of thing that you do in, the 12-step program.
Yeah.
You have to, like, go
NAA,
back and ask for forgiveness
or
whatever.
NA, whatever it is.
NAA. Yeah, Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. But I think he was both.
It's just kind of, it's a cool look at that dude. Like, you know, you see pictures of fucking Bam and stuff. You're like, oh, he's in Europe kicking children and shit, getting wasted.
What?
Like, dude, there's always stuff of him, like, crashed his Lambo again.
Well, Lambo. Like, purple Lambo.
That Lambo is fucking totaled.
Ape's going to be so pissed.
His mom and dad are like, you can't come in anymore, Bam.
No, actually, I saw, like, he's kind of looking like he's on the up and up, too.
That's good. Because he needs put out, to, like, reach out to someone like Steve-O.
Well,
like,
he put out another video recently with him skating again, and he actually, like, wasn't bad. It seemed like he lost a little bit of weight, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I remember seeing, like, he, like, it was like, Bam off to rehab again, Bam off to rehab, or Bam
yeah,
just
or he's in
rehab.
An airport, like, ah!
Screaming at somebody. But, I mean, that must be a hard fucking life, because you were a fucking walking joke.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can't hang out with fucking him for a decade and it go well.
Yeah.
How many goth chicks can you fuck?
True. It's a him. speaking of which, in our absence, him fucking broke up. His Infernal
really?
Majesty, yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Swear to God.
During our time off just now, in the present, him
yeah.
was still a band?
Yes,
what?
Up until like not that long ago.
Is AFI still a band? What
yes.
the fuck?
AFI's been
Thursday's out... making albums?
I don't know about that one, but they just did a tour not too
they
long
did.
Ago.
They did. They came yeah. to Cleveland like two months ago.
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah. That's crazy. I did not think him was together. That's like being like, yeah, Cradle of Filth. They're just not where
yeah.
they were.
Join
they,
me in death, dude.
They're
that's
moving
what they said.
On.
all right, so let's see. I got some more news for you, bud. Oh, Wonder Woman. I went and saw this. But did you hear about the, I think it's called the Alamo Draft House. Have you heard of that theater?
No.
They serve like full-on fucking meals and booze at tables while you watch a movie.
That's cool.
It's fucking sick. There's one in Texas, and there's like a few more. They're like kind of
like...
Are
you saying we're branching off into business?
What?
New business idea?
Well, no, it's already been done. I just
well,
described it to
in
you.
In Texas?
No, I think like the Alamo Draft House also has like different ones, I believe.
Well, fuck. And can we go to one?
I don't know if they're close to here.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so let's build our own.
And it'll be called Tony and Paul's All You Can Fuck Eat Party Time.
I don't know if we
restaurant.
Should put fuck in the title of the movie theater.
Fuck you, enjoy this.
That's kind of awesome.
That's the name, yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool if, like, instead of the credits, like, let's all go to the snack bar. Instead of that, it's like, fuck you, enjoy this.
Fuck you, enjoy
and then,
this.
Like a fucking turkey
oh,
leg
yeah,
hits
like,
you in the face.
Like, the fucking, I hate Cinemark intros.
Oh, let's all go to the lobby. Oh, God, the Cinemark
that
ones.
That goddamn
like,
singing trio. Or, let's enjoy the show. Like, I literally want to throw up.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I'm about to watch a rated R movie about aliens and fucking
they're clapping,
heavy shit.
They're clapping and moving the popcorn over. That shit is annoying as fuck. I'd rather watch the drive-in one that's like 8 minutes long.
No, hand me the fucking... The roller coaster
oh, fuck
from
yeah.
Regal, I'm Ames, down.
Was that Regal?
That was Regal.
Okay, right on. I think they still show that, but I haven't been to a Regal since the Cinemark opened, because why the fuck
why
would
you
go there?
It is, they do have $5 days, too, but it's not as good of quality.
I was about to say, like, the theater, the sound, everything about it, like, I could never imagine going to the Linda ever again, even though we live, like, a fucking rock's throw away from it. A cum
it's almost
shot,
like
if you
people
will.
Are like, yo, you going to the Highland to see something? I'm like,
what? The
what?
Fuck for?
Going to the Highland to see... Walk past it and get to a bar.
Yeah, I'm about to say, like, it's almost like you go to those types of places if you want the quote-unquote experience of, like, what, drinking?
Or you like getting jerked off in the movie.
That's
like,
true.
You just really like that.
Also, fucking, have you been to the Nightlife? Or the
no,
Nightlight?
The Nightlight?
Like, is it Nightlight?
Nightlight. I know what you're talking about.
It's
right it's there
the
on,
theater,
like, High
yeah,
Street.
Right near Musica and shit. That one's actually cool. The screen's good. It's only 50 seats, too, so it's small.
Yeah.
But the sound is kind of dog shit.
Are they horseshit seats like Linda?
No, they're actually comfortable. And also, they do fucking, like, midnight double features. They did, like, Alien and Aliens not that long
yeah.
ago. Like, sick shit like that.
I mean, that's like, yeah, Cedar Lee is kind of cool like that. It's more of like, it's, I think that one's a 6 or 8 theater, but they run indie movies. I saw once
I got
there.
You, yeah. I saw It Follows at Nightlight.
Yeah, well, that's
that,
cool.
That one, like, wasn't, and The Witch, like, both those, like, weren't, like, in Ooh. Major ones. Yeah, we'll get to the something about The Witch later on. Anyways, the Alamo Draft House did a all-female showing of Wonder Woman.
What do you mean all-female showing?
Only let females in.
Why?
Are you outraged by this?
But wait, what if I want to be a dude in the and go see the movie?
You can go anywhere else, literally. They were just like, hey, we thought this would be neat for to give women, like... their own showing. Like, hey, like, this is like the first...
Are you outraged?
Because the internet fucking
no,
was, I'll tell you right
I
now.
I don't care enough to get outraged
exactly,
by anything.
Yeah, but you,
I was more like, huh?
No,
like,
there was that tinge of a second, you're like, wait, why am I not included?
I was more like, why?
Yeah, it was. I guess it was kind of like the Alamo being like, yo, fucking all women, like Wonder Woman, this is your first superhero movie, like fucking come, like feel the woman power and shit like that, like and be like around your gender, I suppose.
Dude,
that's kind of neat of them to do, though. They do the same thing for like, god damn it, I can't
for remember. John Wick, dude. If it was nothing but cocks for John Wick, that would work. so hard.
Well, I think that
I love you're like, god damn it.
No, I think the point of it more so
Glenn
was
Gary Glenn Ross.
I think more so the point of it was that like males are the dominant feature of any fucking film, and now here's the first not only like female-driven cast, but also not the first female-driven cast. There's a lot of them out there, but like one that's a superhero. They haven't had that before ever.
Oh, okay. I was like, are you on tons of crack?
Yeah, they have a lot.
There are tons of fucking strong protagonist fucking
for
females.
Sure. Yeah. But I mean, like, but mainly like Wonder Woman. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay,
that's like,
a superhero style thing. Okay, exactly. I was kind of like, that's
it's almost like Black Widow. Well, yeah, because Alien, like obviously Aliens, like fucking even Alien Covenant, like they always has a strong female presence in it. You're totally right.
I dropped my phone.
Oh, no, dude, you should hurry up and get it. Who knows if you could miss a call. Okay, so yeah, everyone was fucking outraged about the Wonder Woman. Now, I'm wondering...
cry about anything, man.
Truly.
It could have been a fucking showing for Labradoodles, and like the goddamn Shih Tzus would have got mad.
Oh, there's another one that, like, during the day, they have like a small infant and mother like showings. How fucking rad is that?
How fucking glad am I that that's a showing to take all the fucking infants out of every other showing?
Isn't that beautiful? I was like, wow. So like, they can go like, and they can go enjoy the movie. They understand that all the other kids are going to be dickheads too.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah,
banish them from all over the showings except for that one little one where everyone's just shitting and pissing and screaming.
Even
and
like a whole day, I wouldn't care. I'd be like, right on. I just won't go Wednesdays ever again. Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, but no, like amusement parks where no kids are allowed one day would be dope.
Right, but there's no bitching about that day. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Isn't that fucked up? You are so fucking weird.
Because adults are adults.
Wait till Black Panther comes out and fucking the album is like, hey, all black showing. Someone's like, what the fuck? Why can't I be white and enjoy things?
I could live in Wakanda. I could. White guy got there and came back, remember?
Speaking of
the guy who played Gollum.
Black Panther. I just watched the trailer for
it.
He is
the only white. It was like in the trailer. He's the only white man to ever survive seeing it.
Mm-hmm. But
he's a great actor.
Yeah, he is really good. The trailer looked really fun. I really liked it. I really liked the music. I really liked the style. It looked like a cross between Thor.
You enjoyed the music, the soundtrack choice. I think that took me out of it the most. Yes,
the only part,
because it was so meant to be so ornamental and so fucking like back to roots, almost kind of fucking like it was very fucking.
What do you mean?
Organic
roots?
Looking. Like it was fucking oh my god, like Apocalypto. Like it looked like ancient societies, like the roots of fucking civilization.
All right.
Not fucking modern, like there was no city, there were no cars, like there were planes in waterfalls and shit, but that was almost like juxtaposition. The music could have just been like an awesome score, like fucking I could have put the Interstellar soundtrack to it and I thought it'd been a lot prettier.
I can kind of see.
I'm not excited. I don't get excitable by fucking music like that.
Well, Marvel, I mean,
I know they're
taking their blows about being like, yo, it's so, like super generic, like almost like your brain doesn't even realize it's there. But yeah, I kind of liked. They had like a beat to it too.
That was like his like ending, like when Wonder Woman
Panther?
Has hers. Yeah.
Oh no, dude.
Hers is on like anyone else's. Well, how's it go?
Oh, dude, and fucking, I swear to God, it's that Led Zeppelin like it's that fucking exact fucking same thing.
It sounds like that is just a bunch of vocals, right?
No.
Or is it guitars?
I think it's guitar, yeah. It sounds like, or some type of synth. But dude, her, oh my god, did you see Wonder Woman yet?
No.
Dang, we'll get into it later. It's fucking so rad. So good. All right,
is
let's
Chris
see
Pine cool?
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Because he seemed like a dumpy idiot.
You know what's awesome is that they didn't do that to him.
Cool.
They weren't like, oh, you know, she's going to save. She does save him, don't get me wrong. But
yeah,
like,
duh.
He also has a really cool redeeming moment where like he's a big pivotal role. And he's not an asshole like idiot. Like he's like a suave spy.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Because it kind of gave that glance of like, oh, so he's the big dum-dum.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. The Mummy did horrible.
Cool.
You know that like they're trying to do like a... like they're reviving their universe.
They shouldn't revive their universe with one fucking Cruise.
It's Universal Monsters, not the Mummy. It's Universal Monsters.
No, that's what
Monsters.
I'm saying. Yeah. They shouldn't have even done it with the Mummy.
They're trying to do like a crossover Avengers style thing where all the monsters come out and like fight a fucking common enemy.
I think there was a cool name for what they were calling their universe.
Like Monstro Universe.
It was like no, there was a
Monstroverse.
It was kind of tight. It almost didn't have like the word monster in it.
Like Universal,
like Universal, like Doom or something like that. Like
that
it was evil.
Dope. Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, I know. Yeah. What
you're
talking about.
It sounded
dark.
Evil. It didn't sound fucking like. Pithy and fucking happy.
But you know
happy.
That Dracula Untold was the first one of
no,
that
No, it
one?
Was not.
I swear to God, that was like their Man of Steel.
I was untold that. That was a pile of shit.
I think they were trying to give his origin story and then like, you know, he'd come back as
Son
Dracula.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, and then the Mummy, same thing, like she's awoken and then like maybe there was like a little nod to it. I don't know if they have an after credits, like kind of like King Kong did.
I swear to God, if you're going to tell me that that fucking Alan, oh God, what is his fucking name? Harvey Dent fucking Frankenstein was part of it too.
You know
Remember
what?
Remember I Frankenstein?
Been. That actually might have been, dude. I'm not even kidding. Because he is part of. Wait.
What a hot pile of dog shit they're
I don't
starting
know
with.
If Universal.
They need to keep it as King Kong was the first one. Don't worry about Mummy. We're moving
no,
on.
No, no, no. You're mistaken. King Kong and Godzilla exist in their own world.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, that one's sick.
This oh, one's off doing- to a real fucking. Shit start.
What they're doing with Godzilla and King Kong is the Lord's work.
It's gonna be fucking cool. Oh, he's still a baby.
Yeah, that's the sick part. All right, so I already covered the
She looks cool. The chick from the Mummy. I also think that fucking Enchantress looked cool. It's just so garbage. I watched that. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was gonna say, I don't even want to really talk about it, but I tried again with Suicide Squad because it was on HBO.
Is it the director's cut? Because I heard that one was a little bit better.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I'll try
I don't
to
know
download
what it was.
I feel like I'd be.
I don't know how you can chop together quality out of pure convoluted garbage.
It's weird. Like
it's like watching a 7-year-old editing.
Yeah, that movie just sucks in general. And I feel like if I tried to,
what do we do? Add another fucking song to let them know we're somewhere else.
I feel like trying to rewatch that would be almost like homework.
It's harsh. All right, I'll tell you more about the notes
the
later.
The first time I watched it, yeah, okay, we'll dive into that later, I guess. Star Wars Battlefront 2, did you see that trailer? I mean, it came out a while ago, but they
there
had
was
like
that
a,
fresh one.
Yeah,
for
I
the
just watched that. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Multiplayer, and it showed a little bit more of the storyline. There was like an 8-minute trailer that just dropped.
Man,
at E3,
it was
I think.
So dope. All the different fucking generations of clones, fucking Naboo looking baller.
Yeah,
Darth Maul. You could be fucking, there was fucking dudes with. The small shields that emanate from their blaster rifles.
Yeah, yeah
like
yeah.
As an infantry troop. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm just stoked that they put a storyline in and there's probably going to be more bot fighting, but plus the all multiplayer. So I'm down. Like, yeah. Make everyone happy. I don't care, but just give me something. I'll buy it. I promise.
Yeah, that was very good. I don't care about Rey's new lightsaber because I just will wait to see the film.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Like, it
They're
coming
like,
want
to see Rey's costume?
It coming out.
Want to see film.
Oh my God, Star Wars Battlefront 2, all DLC will be free, adding microtransactions.
Damn it. Do you know, that's not a good thing.
That the DLC's free?
No, the DLC being all included to where if you buy a pack, you're getting everything they ever offer. Microtransactions is how fucking games, kids fucking rack up like, $1,000 on Counter-Strike.
Oh, because you're buying
to where
weapons.
You want that goddamn rap, and you fucking like run raffles for them, and they run lotteries for them, and it's almost legit gambling, like a really bad market. Like microtransactions fucking suck.
I thought microtransactions like, hey, buy this skin for your gun.
But then there's like all these incentives, and young kids get addicted to the idea of getting, you know, my friend got 20 fucking skins, but I didn't get the skin he got because he rolled for it.
Oh, I understand
shit
exactly
like
what
that.
You're saying.
Like,
yeah.
Yo, I got a diamond one. Oh, I never did. Let me try 29 times getting it. You just spent $19 on a fucking video game.
Instead of just being like, oh, you just buy
yeah,
that
like
outright.
A whole pack gets you all of it. I think microtransactions are just a... There's a reason it's not all included.
Well,
all
right, depending if like...
There's a trick behind it.
If all the DLC is free, though, that's all I really care about. I'm not going to give a shit about
you
like...
You won't. I'm yeah. just saying in general, as a fucking industry... Don't be little, like, sneaky cunts and, like, fucking try to whittle everyone out of an extra $70 or $80 when they could pay an extra $30 and get all the DLC when it comes out.
The only thing that would worries me is that if they're like, oh, this gun is only available if you buy.
Correct. Or if they say 2 months after release, yo, there's some map packs here and if you want to get them, you're going to want this gun because it's good for that shit.
Yeah.
Or you're, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. almost like it's playable with what you have with the DLC, but everyone else is going to buy this sniper rifle thing and it's the best.
And you're going to die a lot.
And it's a foggy map and it's got night vision. Good luck.
Yeah, and night vision doesn't exist on any other game.
Yeah, the DLC doesn't have night vision. Goodbye.
But, I mean, yeah, you're going to have fun, I promise. So I think that's about all the news that I have. I don't know. Do you have any news? Anything you saw was cool, neato, fun?
I saw it's called Oats.
Holland?
No. Holland Oats? No. It's Oats. It's a fucking film company. Or it's a company that Neil Blomkamp is making. He bailed on 5. They took 5 from him, whatever it is. Aliens 5 got taken from him. Well, he had a ton into it,
Alien
apparently.
Alien 5 was Covenant, right?
Well, they abandoned his project
yes,
altogether.
But Covenant was, like, that was going to be the next one.
Yeah. And he is now, if you want to, like, if you want to see Oats, the trailer, it's going to make you shit all over your little fucking tank top. Yeah. Oats Studios, type that in, and it'll come right up on YouTube. It's going to be free streaming small films on YouTube and somewhere else, Steam, I think. And it's literally just him creating whatever fucking small projects he wants.
Yeah.
And they look absolutely fucking insane.
Should I be watching this one?
Yes.
Okay.
And now, is this something, because we've never done this before, to where we had a screen for both of us. Are we going to talk through the trailer, kind of like the listeners aren't going to see what we're seeing, but they're going to kind of hear it?
Yeah.
Or do we pause and then come back and be like, yo, Oats fucking Studios was tight?
Yeah, let's try it this way first, and like we can talk through it and stuff.
Okay. So, yeah, it's all mini films.
Okay.
Not much to hear.
All right, so
there's Sigourney. So right, you know, on. She was probably happy with him.
Oh, holy shit. This looks creepy as hell. So, wow.
It's
Whoa.
A studio, so he's just building mini movies with people that are trying to break the fucking boundaries.
Whoa! A series of experimental films.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Experimental. They said it again.
Oh, no, it's telling Content. You, like...
Yeah.
Fucking... Yeah.
Yeah, it looks very sci-fi, but almost like Event Horizon. Shit.
More weird shit.
And it looks in like a combination of like Hellraiser. All the cool shit yep. in every movie that you love yep. is in this.
Is in this. You want robots, you want aliens, you want fucking yeah, like...
Halo.
People that are made out of fucking like veins. Like dudes that are in infomercials with like chainsaws and shit. Like, it's insanity. But
yeah, that looks fucking way cool.
I think Neil is going to be more... And see these other ones down below, the popular uploads?
Yeah.
They're fake trailers for fake shit. Like, the Air Force One is like an Air Force One with like fucking guns and missiles all over it. And it looks like it's a fucking like limousine.
That's sweet.
Dude, it's just cool.
Oats Studios. Go check that out on YouTube.
Yeah,
dude. You'll see a lot of really cool eye candy.
Yeah.
Like, anything else you see?
The visuals on that are... No joke.
And also, it doesn't look like, oh, Sci-Fi Channel made this. This actually looks really good.
Yeah, it looks like Neil's like, yo, I made millions, yeah. and let's invest
so
in real projects.
Now, did he have like a budget for Alien, and they're like, nah, fuck it?
No, I think he was in pre-production, but he was heavily built into his script and his fucking, like, his actual, like, he was getting conceptual stuff ready for production. He didn't, I don't think he started filming yet. It was, okay. I think it was all fucking prep. All
right.
But still, when you're at that stage, he's a year in.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, fuck, really? Okay, cool. I guess that's not that
I'm
anymore.
Fucked. Yeah, damn, that sucks.
But Ooh. No, I think what he did without a budget when he made Live in Jo'Barg, his fucking short films he made before he made District 9,
mm-hmm.
were fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like,
well, he used to be a designer for like Science World or something like that. He would build all like the cars, like Cars of the Future and shit like that.
Oh, like do all the 3D modeling mm-hmm. for like
yeah.
cool sci-fi shit. That's why his shit looks so awesome.
Yeah. And that's why he kind of has that eye and everything like that. But he did that for a job for years and then went into directing.
I think that's what's needed more is almost like directors that also can articulate art.
Yeah, totally.
So they're not going, it's a cool spaceship, but make it cool. And then you get ID4. Resurgence.
I swear to God, if they would have made that into a comic book, we would have liked it. We would have been like, man, I wish they would have made a movie. But that fucking piss poor acting and all that bullshit.
I know.
And it feeling so like softballed. Like, oh yeah, fucking Will Smith's son's a fucking fighter pilot. Like, so is the president's daughter. Like,
yeah.
oh, okay.
Yeah.
We get all the
no,
same players are back, but it's their cum. Okay.
So ass sandwiched in there.
Ugh. All right. Anyways, did you see anything else or
I mean, I saw a bunch of stuff, but no, nothing newsy. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Brings out news. Let's go into weekly recommendations and rejections. We're not doing a genre five because we have a ton of shit that we watch.
Yeah.
Okay, so I watched Sin City, A Dame to Kill For.
Yep.
Really fucking enjoyed it. It was rad as fuck. Like,
isn't it great again? Like, I don't know why I didn't, I guess, rave about it when I first saw it, but I remember feeling lackluster.
Yeah.
And now I don't. No. I love it.
I remember coming out and I was like, oh, cool, another Sin City. And I just never, I remembered it. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's on Netflix. And I checked it out. And it's so rad and comic book feeling and so gory and sick. It's a really cool storyline. Like, everything makes sense in it. I'd say fucking 8 deep impacts. Maybe 8.5. 8.5 deep impacts.
I'll just concur because that is that's a solid movie, man.
I would definitely watch that again. And the fact that Joseph Gordon-Levitt's in it. Yeah. He's sick as fuck. Everything about it's great. And it's a return to Sin City.
Yeah, Mickey Rourke comes back. Like, you get Josh Brolin being a fucking badass. Like, it's a great movie. All the original characters are there for the most part.
Yeah.
What'd it's you awesome. Watch? I saw Enemy of the State.
Ooh.
I don't know why.
Will Smith.
I really like watching late 90s tech. That's really fun for me, apparently. I watched it, and I literally was like, oh, shit, like, how much in the future was this shit? Like, how fucking sick is it? It's not. And Jason Lee gets hit by a fucking bus in that movie.
Oh, wow. Spoilers.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't seen it yet.
Probably not gonna.
But Gene Hackman actually plays a really... It's a rated R movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't remember that at all. Gene Hackman's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, whoa, hey, Gene.
He's dropping F-bombs everywhere,
Gene,
dude.
This is Frasier. Calm down. We can't be cussing. But no, it's not Frasier. It's actually pretty raw.
I would have gone with Beast.
Beast.
From X-Men.
It was good. Gene Hackman was not in Frasier. I'm saying, like, it's not. I thought it was PG. Don't.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
It's Kelsey Grammer.
The Young Pope. I finished that.
Hey, I told you there were more episodes.
Well, I knew there were more episodes. I just thought they just didn't come out until November.
I'm like, I'm watching them.
Yeah. You're like, no, I finished the season. I was like, yeah, the six. And you're like, nope, 10. I'm like,
there's
oh,
a long.
Fuck. So basically, it does end with it being like, okay, that's the last of that one. We're not going to fucking, True Detective this bitch.
Yeah.
Which is cool. It was very enjoyable. The last, like, two episodes are kind of meh. The last one was really good, though. I really enjoyed it. It kind of lost its momentum for me, but I like Jude Law's performance. I'll give it a 7 deep impacts.
Cool. Oh, I give Enemy of the State, like, 6 deep impacts. It's kind of, whatever. Just watch it on USA with 19 commercials.
Yeah,
who cares?
And miss all the cool shit.
Yeah, all the cuss words will be damn and hell.
Damn and hell.
I watched, oh man, this one is going to be hard for me to describe because you're going to make fun of it probably.
Sweet.
But it's a Netflix original production of a manga that I read called Blame.
Okay.
And Blame is written by the same guy who did Knights of Sidonia, the anime.
I don't know if I saw that.
It's another Netflix original they did of one of his mangas.
Okay.
And it's got two seasons. Knights of Sidonia is fucking awesome.
Yeah, you've told me about that. Is it a
space
or not ad lib? Is it subtitled?
I don't know. I think so. I think you could get it dubbed though.
Okay. Well, you said it's Netflix original, right?
Yeah.
So it's on there.
Oh yeah. Blame is, I mean, it's hard to even kind of start to talk about what Blame is. Blame makes, like, if you're reading the manga, it's just the most, it's the rawest fucking craziest shit. It's like Berserk hardcore, but way less of Berserk's slow side.
Oh,
just
right on.
Pure insanity.
Yeah, we need to watch the rest of those. We found them on YouTube.
Yeah. Blame is all about a dude who's an Inkili who's going around looking for the net terminal gene,
mm-hmm.
which is something that all humans used to have, which was access to the internet to control machines and build things in the city for themselves. So you could literally develop and create and build your structures in your world at your leisure, pretty much.
Really?
And humans had like an organic connection with computers, and we controlled machines, and they built for us these monumental fucking... When I'm talking about cities, we're talking about like a city that's the size of a country. Like, yeah. It's a monster.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like what a lot of...
You know what I mean? Like Coruscant. Like, yeah. It's just pure city. And...
Nice, dude.
Yeah,
that was sick.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking love Star Wars.
Yeah, I know. I've seen the posters. I've seen the back of your head with them lightsabers on it.
Yeah.
It
makes you sound like I have a head tattoo in Star Wars.
Yeah.
I do.
But at some point, generations ago, no one knows why, we lost access to the net terminal gene and humans started to become eradicated in mass. Just fucking, we were terminated by machines for no reason, but the machines put these builders to work to just keep compounding and building the city. So there's thousands of layers and floors in these cities, and they're just growing. Yeah. And they just sort of have no real fucking meaning to them.
The only purpose of the machines was to create more.
Just creating more. Yeah. It's fucking amazing. Like, that's and really Blame, cool. The movie that they made covers maybe 20 chapters of like a 400 chapter manga. Like, it's really just touching the surface. Like, this cat does so much, and it's so evil. The movie's great. The movie just gives very little of what I'm talking about. It's a good intro to Blame.
Mm-hmm.
If they make maybe 15 more of them, I'd be very happy.
Well, now, I don't understand why they wouldn't make that a series, then.
It's hard. Or, I mean, no, it's not. It should be a series. It should be...
Yeah, I'm right.
Yeah. It should be like... It could be a great fucking like 5 seasons, 20 episodes a season. It would be perfect. That'd be like the length it would need.
Yeah. Hang on a second. I'm going to look up the castle.
Castle... What? What are you looking up? Castlevania?
I wanted to see...
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because I told you that it's going to be...
That shit is animated and it looks fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to, yeah, because remember we first talked about it?
Oh, yeah, I was like, I want real fucking stuff. No, I didn't know what you meant. I thought you meant it was going to look like a goddamn Disney movie or something.
Like,
or
CGI?
It was going to look CGI.
Well, but look at fucking...
Gantz.
Yeah, Gonzo. Yeah. But then again, that was one of the first of its kind, and it did so poorly that they're probably not going to make it.
Exactly.
Another. Well, wait, Final Fantasy.
I mean, honestly, like Spirits Within and Advent Children, they look beautiful, but you don't get any of the depth of, in my opinion, hand animation.
I think that if Castlevania looks like, what's that, Vampire D?
Vampire Hunter D, yeah.
Yeah, if it looks like that, oh my
well, that's what
God.
That's what its art looks like. All the art from all the Castlevanias are the kind of art from Vampire Hunter D.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if they have some images of
literally,
it.
The picture that they had of fucking Castlevania in Google was actually a picture of D from Vampire Hunter
yeah,
D.
Yeah, he was sitting there, the side shot.
Yeah, it's not even Alucard.
Yeah, that's funny, right there.
Yeah.
No, Konami is thinking about bringing a new Castlevania game to the Switch. Wait, that is V, though,
that
right?
That would be good.
Or D?
D. That would be very, very good to go to Switch. Switch is cool.
Have you played it?
Yeah, it's fun.
Dang, we should throw it down.
People bring
on
it into work. It's dope.
We should throw it down on one. Get it for downstairs.
We have so many systems that aren't even plugged in yet.
Dude, PlayStation 2. We got a fucking Xbox 360.
We got a Wii.
Yeah, Wii. And I have one in my room that does nothing, and you have a 4 that does everything. Has all the good games.
It's the best.
All right, so... Yeah. So
oh, yeah. Where were we?
You watched a bunch of anime. Neato.
Yeah, yeah. Blame. Really good. All right, I give it a fucking 9.0. Solid.
You just saw me add it to my list, bro.
I know. I'm proud of you.
So I watched The Green Inferno. I believe...
Oh.
Yeah, I believe it's on fucking HBO Go.
All right.
So definitely check it out. Ah, it is fucked up. It is fucking...
Is it good?
It's hard to watch. What is that? Eli Roth?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, dude. He's so fucking brutal. Like...
I mean, did it irk you because it was... But was it good still? Or just pure fucking insanity to where you're like, I want to throw up a lot.
It's a little gratuitous
not-
in that fact, but that's kind of how he is. He was the dude that did Hostel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like as cool of a storyline as that, but it is neat. Like, it is a decent storyline. It's creepy. I don't know about rewatchability. I'd probably give it like a 6.
All right.
But I mean, like, I was stoked when I saw
it. It was shocking.
Coming out. Yeah, yeah. The acting was pretty good, decent-ish, yeah.
Where'd you see Green Inferno?
I think it was on HBO Go.
Okay.
I believe. I doubt that I fucking paid for it.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, I'm almost positive it's on HBO Go. Yeah, I mean, I like Eli Roth, and I like the shit that he does, so I was like, oh, fuck yeah. This is finally on there. Because I was going to buy it. I couldn't find it on fucking The Bay.
The Bay.
The Bay, yeah.
Cool.
Anyways.
I watched The Matrix.
Get out of town.
Get out of town. Who would have thought?
Yeah, you like The Matrix. I didn't know
my
that.
God, I love The Matrix. That movie holds itself so fucking well.
Yeah, we were like moving or something too after we watched it, or hanging shit up, and like that fucking DVD movie played the whole time. We're such assholes.
Oh,
didn't listen
God.
To any music, just the DVD fucking menu.
Just
from
the
Matrix.
DVD menu for 3 hours.
Not bad. Not bad.
Honestly, though, like,
it's a great film.
Someone else, I forget who in my life, probably my main man Dan, was like, "How's it hold up now?" And I'm like,
"So well."
You would think maybe not, Or, oh, is it cheesy? Oh, is it fucking...
That movie was so ahead of its time that, it rocks still now. And I don't even think that's a nostalgia thing.
No. There's obviously a fucking... There's an element of nostalgia, but in all honesty, if that movie came out today, I would be floored by it.
Yeah, now, what if The Matrix didn't exist and Jupiter Ascending came out? Would you have been more impressed by Jupiter Ascending had it not been like, oh, instead of batteries, they're makeup or whatever the fuck?
Well, I wouldn't have had anything to play it off of.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, do you think
I would have
gotten
Fifth Element and Jupiter Ascending and gone, well, those are the greatest sci-fi movies I've seen, I guess.
Yeah.
There's no Matrix to compare it to.
Yeah. Matrix is so fucking good, though. Reloaded, I feel like, is going to be a hard one.
Well, I'm not even... There's nothing... I guess I would never even call it, like, do you love the Matrix trilogy? No. Not at all. Not at fucking all.
We should watch all those.
No. Okay. I just said no. They're all... they're literal garbage that doesn't have any... there is literally... You stop the Matrix and end it there, and the world is a better place.
Yeah, he flies off.
He flies off, and it's fucking open-ended.
Okay.
He talks directly to you.
Yep.
Like, I'm freeing you. You make the choice. And then leaves it open, and it's beautiful.
Oh, damn.
Perfect.
Did you cry when you got out of that theater?
Dude, I was crying all over my heart on.
Yeah.
Like, and then I literally, I went home, and I was like, Grandma, I know this sounds weird, but I need to go back. I need to watch it again. And I saw it twice in one day.
Huh.
Yeah. It was no joke. Oh, fuck. Early teens.
Let me see when that came out. Was it 99?
Yeah, 99 or 2000.
It was 99.
Yeah.
God, the cover of that looks so fucking dope.
I was 13.
The four of them standing there. Yeah, that was the pre-9/11 world, dude.
Yeah. Very, very great time in history because The Matrix, goddamn, fucking came out of nowhere like a fucking firestorm.
How many deep impacts, Tone?
10 deep impacts. It's one of my fucking favorite films. But don't ever bring it up next to Reloaded and Revolutions. That's garbage.
All right, so I rewatched Fanboys because we didn't have the internet for a while. That's why we were watching old movies because we have them.
Oh, dude, I got a whole list. I'm still going.
Oh, by the way, yeah, for Test of Tonys, now we have a fucking...
Yeah, we also have this beautiful list of... That is going to be good because there are times when I'm like, God damn Netflix. Like,
yeah, and that whole closet's full of DVDs, too.
Yeah, we're going to eventually get all the racks out to where we can see every DVD.
Yeah. All right, but anyway, so I watched rewatched Fanboys. Oh, my Xbox One is this really fucking cool thing on the Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
So it's like the whole screen lights up Blu-ray, and then it goes to the menu, and everything moves down and to the right. So there's a black bar on the top and the left side of my screen.
Man, Xbox is the shit.
Dude, so good. And now, wait for it. It gets way better.
Extra cool?
So yeah, dude. So like, you know like how Xbox 360 is set up to where you can like hit the A button and a menu pops up
below
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, this one, oh, it's so neat. Okay, yeah, so it has a...
what'd they do?
A pointer, like a mouse.
Ooh.
Yeah, that you can move with the joystick. Like, super easy, too.
Oh, kind of like you're using a mouse physically on a trackpad, but it's a joystick that moves a teeny bit left and right, and that's it.
Yeah.
And up and down. Whoa.
So, like, you have to, like, if you're moving left and you want to stop somewhere, you'll probably overshoot it, but don't worry.
But
you can go back,
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is there a touchpad on the middle of the controller that you can use like a mouse? Like the PS4 has when it goes to that.
Right, right. No, they were way way beyond that.
God damn.
Yeah, no, they were like, fuck a touchpad. Why would you want that? That's dumb.
Especially when we bring a cursor on the screen.
Yeah, no, we're going to put a giant button that gets you to the home screen because everyone's going to be using this for cable TV, I guess.
Damn.
So then I had to
So rich.
So I had to zoom my TV and lose more of the picture.
Yeah, why do you need it? Why do you need it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I always say to myself, what's all this shit on the sides doing there?
I don't know. Well,
if I can see a starlet's face, that's all I need.
That's all I did need.
Yeah. That's why I watch my movies through a fucking sniper scope.
Cutting off the fucking heads and shit like that. I can't see half the... Yeah, it sucked. If I was watching King Kong and it showed the part where King Kong and the T-Rex are looking at each other, I'd see their hands.
Yeah. Little tiny T-Rex hands and giant King Kong hands.
But Fanboys was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's
that
fun.
Movie is so good, and it's got a really cool, like, it has a warm enough story, but not too warm.
Yeah.
And it's definitely like Friends, not based on like a love story around it.
I think they had a lot of fun making it.
Oh, it's perfect. And fucking when Kevin Smith is in it with Jay and Tom, or Jay, like, runs out, he's like, I'm not sucking anymore, dick. He's like, get back in there, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That shit's awesome.
Shatner's in it, right? He's at the convention.
Shatner's like he's the person that gives him the plans to
go
Lucas,
to the,
Lucas's ranch.
Yeah, Skywalker.
Yeah, Skywalker Ranch. But yeah, it's in fucking Seth Rogen's incredible, and he plays two people. He plays the Star Wars pimp, and the fucking that you know
Star Trek nerd
and the Star Trek nerd. Yeah, yeah. He's fantastic. That movie's so fucking good. I honestly 9 deep impacts.
Nice.
I might even go a higher, like, but I know that like on the grand scheme of things, that movie's just so much fucking fun.
Oh yeah. I also saw. I saw The Beach.
Yeah, you did.
Another dude, I'm just keeping it in that fucking
that time period.
In that time period, man, cuz Leo,
your boy.
Leo and fucking Bigby from Trainspotting. I don't know his name as an actor, but my god, his fucking character Daffy
mm-hmm.
in the beginning and in the end of that film fucking floored me. Like yeah. And it's even I was watching like 100 best cameos of all time, like this video on YouTube, and his cameo was on there. I'm like, man, that is illuminating. Like the big chunky Charlie's eating up the whole goddamn world, like him handing him a joint, like and just smoking with him over this room, talking to him about things that Leo can't even fathom what he's saying.
Right.
Because he's saying, don't go and do anything. There's no point to it. I've been there. I've seen Eden. It's not worth it. Don't go yeah. to fucking heaven. It's not worth it because you come back here and then he kills himself. And yeah. like such a dope film. The Beach is underrated because I think people don't even know what to think of it as a film, because on the box it looks like almost like a fucking teen pop dream fucking we're going to the beach.
I also think that it wasn't understood because it wasn't marketed as what the movie was, and it came with that weird time period of when people kind of hated Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
After Titanic.
Yeah, they're kind of like, well, what the fuck's he going to do? Yeah, like what else can he do?
Well, like, fuck him. He's going to, like, love movies. Like, yeah. who cares? And not taking into consideration, like, what's eating Gilbert Grape.
Yeah, because that was like, all right, he had a good past. Now he's kind of cheesy.
He was young, yeah.
And then literally he's like, oh, you're going to love me.
Yeah.
You're going to love me.
And literally he's been, like, so many, like, The Departed, fucking Wolf of Wall Street. So many movies yeah. that people are like, these movies are incredible. Yeah. Fucking.
One for Revenant.
Inception.
Yeah.
Yeah. Revenant was fucking so sick.
Yeah. I highly recommend The Beach. I give it a fucking 8.5. Like, it's a little dated. There's not a ton of... Tilda Swinton doesn't pull much acting out of her ass on that one. Leo
she's
does.
She's in Doctor Strange, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the cast is fucking weak. Like, his fucking teammates that he goes to the island with, there's some weak acting there, so I can't give it a fucking higher rating than 8.5, but... In terms of, like, its mood and its setting and Leo's performance, it's fucking awesome. And I kind of want it.
All right, so I'm going to jump these two together. So, Alien and Aliens I watched, waiting for the cable guy to hook up everything.
Fantastic. I can tie in because I saw Aliens.
Yeah, you. And we saw Alien Covenant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we saw a lot of Aliens.
Yeah,
shit.
She did. Well, I saw Alien Covenant. I was like, I want to go back and rewatch Alien and Aliens.
Yeah.
Possibly the third one where she's in prison. I don't know.
Ooh, someone said that's their favorite on this forum I'm on. That is such a hard thing to defend.
Yeah, I'm about to say, Aliens is fucking wonderful. Bishop is the coolest fucking thing ever.
I think that was the best time period for sequels we'll ever see in our entire
yeah,
lifetimes.
Yeah, Terminator 2, Aliens, yeah.
Yeah, we'll sure. never see another fucking time like that in our lives.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because like Iron Man 2, rough.
Think about it. It's hard to make a sequel that...
John Wick 2.
I mean, I think John Wick and John Wick 2 stand next to each other.
Okay, but doesn't surpass
but, like,
Terminator
Alien
2
was more of a survival horror movie as
dude,
opposed
Alien,
to, like, a fucking action fucking, like,
Alien holds up
sci-fi
so
film.
Hard. It's so fucking good.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen Alien in so long because I always rewatch Aliens, but Alien is sick
Aliens,
as fuck.
It's almost like Alien is a different type of movie that
oh,
if it was
sure.
called fucking, like, Space Creature, you'd be like, dude, Space Creature's such a sick one. It's so minimalist.
Yeah.
Check out Aliens, man, if you want to watch some action.
Yeah, Aliens definitely was like the... Well, it was almost... That's exactly how
Terminator and Terminator 2.
Yeah, Terminator was like the scary one.
Yeah, you know where they did fuck up? Predator and Predator 2.
Yeah, oh, completely
My
agree.
God.
Yeah, Predator 2 in the city is rough.
Such potential. Fuck,
I want to watch Predator 2 again, though, because I remember being so fucking stoked when they showed
yeah.
the skulls, and you see the alien skull. I was like,
yeah.
they exist in this time universe! But yeah, so Aliens, 10... Deep Impacts,
yep.
Alien,
yep.
I don't know. For the type of movie that it is, it fucking did it perfect.
Oh, yeah. In terms of an isolation horror movie?
So, yeah, I feel like a 10 for Alien.
I mean, they're two of the films that
you and I haven't done I Can't Read in so long, I'm just throwing 10s out
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, you're just blasting 10s everywhere.
I don't even have
and
a
I'm
scale
like,
anymore.
And I'm like, I agree with you.
Yeah, I love this.
We're having fun.
Oh, man, Arby.
Really, watch all these films.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay, so Alien Covenant, what did you think?
Man, let me tell you one thing.
Yeah.
I think that Alien... Are we giving nothing away? It's hard, but are we giving a spoiler alert, or are we giving nothing away and just going chatting?
I would probably say nothing away and just overall feeling of the movie and the mood and all that type of stuff.
I think it got a little over-creamed.
Yes.
In the press for what it was.
I went in... Okay, so I went into it and, like... Someone told me, like, do not expect something that's going to, like, blow you away. And if you do that, I think you'll like it a lot. So I kind of had low expectations for it.
If someone said, don't, it's not aliens, I'd go, well, I'd hope not.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Like, I'd hope it's fucking Prometheus meeting up with Alien and it being a high quality story and bridge.
Now, and it did do what I thought it was going to do. Like, it's kind of like, oh, it's Prometheus 2, but it's also, like, Alien.
I'm looking at really subtle details in this kind of film because I know where Prometheus landed, but I looked at Prometheus and I, even though it was a little convoluted and you're like, just turn left.
Yeah.
When things are falling.
Oh, with the ship rolling.
Sons of bitches, like you can easily call out bullshit. Like, dude, if I'm a scientist, I'm not licking every plant.
Yeah, or stapling yourself together and being able to do everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or, you know, just shoving my face into... Different
Which
liquids.
I really didn't understand why it wasn't just like, hey, man, fucking, just give her some cream, space cream. It's the future. And it'll just heal her directly right there. Instead of being they stapled her stomach back together after she fucking gave birth to a C-section to that fucking
And then
alien.
A fucking space engineer fucking Muay Thai'd her across the room.
Jeez.
Like, to get punched across the room in general breaks all your bones.
Yeah.
But.
After surgery.
Even right in your old C-section scar.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I want to rewatch Prometheus for sure because Alien Covenant made me like Prometheus more. I wish they would have gone more into the engineers as...
We'll always want more.
I know, dude. What sucks about it is that, like, when I saw Prometheus, I was like, fuck yeah, they're going to do, like, the next one should be a lot about the engineers. Or when I was walking into Prometheus, I'm like, this is going to be about the engineers. Which it wasn't.
I think Dan said that the comic is fucking incredible.
Really?
Yeah, that it really gives you a lot more.
Cool.
I dug the fuck out of Covenant.
Yeah, so I liked it a lot.
In terms of what things came from, what things become, because you know what they become.
So basically, they give you a lot more of the backstory of the Xenomorph and why it is the way that it is. And we also catch up.
How it got there, yeah.
And we also catch up with David and see where they went, because at the end of Prometheus, they fly away together. Him and, what was his name?
Who?
The
Shaw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Shaw fly away together. And they... Tags up all that shit. You're not left in the dark about anything in that situation.
And there are parts in Covenant that, like, tear me up and make me really sad. There's also parts in Covenant that I kind of go, well, that was a little rushed.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Things just kind of, like, went bloop and then blop. And I'm like, wait, hey, that was at a fucking hour. The sun's not even down.
Yeah.
Also, scientists shouldn't wear fucking ball caps ever. Don't wear your goddamn baseball cap if you're walking through an alien planet. Just the idea of wearing helmets and having hazmat suits and having fucking protective armor in general. And it's a rule you would have learned in Prometheus is your squad is not protected if you take your gloves off and jerk off with fucking leaves and stuff all over yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm not literally giving... There's really like... No way to avoid what happens in the film, but
someone does
in general, just even in the preview, you're like, is that scientist just wandering around in a baseball cap?
Well, not only that, like,
because you see his foot land on like something that like hit like poofs.
Well, yeah, it looks like the same shit from Prometheus, the black stuff. But I mean, obviously, someone gets the fucking alien in them.
Oh, obviously, you see a back rip open in the preview.
Yeah,
so something's coming out of someone in this film, but there's no precaution that. Could be taken, I guess, in the long run, but there's precaution that would make it feel better, hard sci-fi.
Yeah, all right.
For me.
So, now, if Aliens is 10,
yeah,
what would you give Alien Covenant? I'm saying 7.
Give it a 7.5.
Yeah.
The redeeming factor that I would give even, like, an independent score of 8.5, is goddamn fucking Fassbender's acting.
Yeah. Yeah, it
Michael
is.
Fassbender is a... He's
way
a
good.
True fucking really, really talented artist.
Yeah, he was really good in it, and you are right. That
very
is,
beautiful guy. Like, great actor.
Why don't you marry him?
I'll fuck him all night.
So, yeah, definitely go see Alien Covenant. I would see it in theaters, too. It's definitely one that you want to watch
in
theaters.
It's a great one. Like, even Danny McBride pulled it out.
Oh, yeah,
fucking dope character for him.
No, and, man, like, the... dealing with loss in the movie was really fucking well done.
Yeah.
It felt like there was levity to the people that were dying.
Yeah.
And it's that's a really cool thing that you don't see often, because usually just like Captain America punches somebody and they die, even though like usually superheroes don't do that. It always bothers me.
Oh, yeah.
Rewatching
when
some
you
stuff,
punch someone through a building or something.
Yeah.
Or, and he's just like, next.
Broke all of that dude's bones. Like, for sure, he's just mush and dead.
Or like, Iron Man's flying by someone and like fucking palm smacks him with like the booster and they go through a wall. You're like, he went through a wall with a booster from a jet engine. Like,
yeah.
So he's burnt dead.
Yeah. But I mean, like, but if you look at it, that's all action movies are.
Yeah.
So I guess
then
I understand.
Again, they do let that Scarlet Witch kill a couple hundred.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So have you seen any more stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can bust through it if you have something to do.
No.
I watched all of House of Cards season 5.
Yeah. Just give me a rating. Don't even talk
about it. I'll give me your... My rating for that season out of the other 4 seasons is a 6.5.
Okay, what was the... For your 4th season, what would you give that?
About that.
Okay. Damn, that sucks, because the 4th season, I was kind of like, first 3 are really good.
I like the first 2 the best.
Yeah, for sure. The 3rd one is when it started to peter out, but it was still good. The 4th one was really like, oh, I kind of don't care.
No, that's where I was like, you should just kind of like chime in. You're not going to care too much.
Yeah, damn.
It's not, yeah, it's like...
It's like very heavy political and not so much heavy fucking like fucked up shit happening.
Yeah, it's a lot of fucking transition from like what you think, who you think the main character is and why they're there and all this bullshit. And you're kind of like, yeah, nothing new happened.
Okay.
This is all just like recapping. Like,
okay, right on. That sucks. All right, I saw Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Oh, would you? You said 6.5. Wonder Woman, I give it 9 deep impacts. It was fucking really fun. There is a lot of awesome action.
In terms of how it stands next to like Guardians Volume 2 or like.
Not the same kind of movie.
Okay.
But.
What does it remind you of?
I don't
Civil
know.
Civil War?
No. Like almost like a really good Thor.
Or a first Captain?
Yeah, all right, what's neat about
Time
this...
Time era is first captain, right?
It's World War One.
Oh, okay.
So, like, it's all about, like, gas and shit like that.
Okay.
And the main villain is Ares, obviously. Like, that's who, like, she fights. And you get to see him in his, like, full costume.
All right.
Cool. And it's really dope how they tie him together. It is... Like, I mean, it's awesome, because, like, you get this... instead of... You know how Captain America was in The Avengers? That's the first time we saw him after he was not in his own time period.
Yeah.
So it's like fish out of water. And they made jokes about that, like, oh, I don't understand this. Even Captain America Civil War, not Civil War, 2, Winter Soldier, like, he's like, oh, I should listen to that, like, writes it down.
Yeah.
They kind of tag it up. But, like, with her, she's never even seen this world before. She's only used to Themyscira.
Yeah.
So it definitely takes you in that whole thing. And it's really good. Gadot, whatever you say your name is, fucking rocks. Chris Pine's sick as fuck. He's very funny. She's funny as fuck, too. Like, it has a nice mixture of... Not cheesy humor and well done humor. It has a lot of heart and it is really fucking action packed. You see a lot of fucked up shit.
Cool. We both watched Fantastic Beasts.
Yep. Where to Find Them. That was still good. And that same dude that I can't remember his name fucking from Fanboys. What's his name?
Who?
The guy from Fanboys.
Oh, the big dude. I forget his name all the time.
I really enjoyed it though. What'd you give it?
Oh, I think all those movies are really fucking fun. I'll give it a fucking 8.0.
Damn, 8.5. Fogler. 8.5? Yeah, that sounds about right. That movie is really imaginative. Like, you were saying that night, you're like, I wish they would put one of these out a year. And they should, really.
Yeah.
There's a lot to explore.
Pump them out and people won't fucking bail on it like they did The Hobbit. Like,
oh, damn. Yeah, The Hobbits are rough. They're so long.
They're so long and rough.
I watched Get Out.
Yeah.
Fucking rocked. Get Out was really fucked up. Have you seen it?
No.
It's fucking weird. Like, when you get to the end and you figure out, like, what's happening, you're like, what the fuck? Like, it's a fucking weird movie, dude. Like, you think it's all about, like, race and, like, that sort of thing, but, like, what they're doing is insane. Oh, you're gonna love it.
Really?
Yeah, it's, like, it's gonna hit you out of fucking nowhere, too. You're gonna be like, what?
Huh?
Yeah, it's cool as fuck, dude.
Well, I like that.
I would give it, like, 8.59. Like, it's good.
Yeah.
The performances are fucking sick in it, too. It's eerie as fuck. I have it. I'll give it to you.
All right, cool. I also saw War Machine with Brad Pitt. It's a Netflix original. It's not what it's not what I thought it was. I don't know what you would think it is. I was hoping it was about some fucking badass shit. Like, this
it seemed
dude,
more like it was a dude going around asking about, like, things to do.
Yeah, no.
At least what I saw.
Oh, yeah. It is a movie about fucking boring war politics from boring fucking politician generals. And it's... I thought it was mundane as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was expecting something. I didn't get any. And I totally zoned out. It literally, like, fucking 4.0. And that's for, like... Yeah,
give it a four.
Yeah, like that thing was like nothing special.
The part that I saw of it, it seemed to be kind of funny. Like it almost is, like
it's almost like
Men Who Stare at Goats. In
yeah,
a way. Yeah,
it is
like
that style,
like dry and like
good.
Awkward. Oh, okay,
but not sucks. Good. Yeah.
And I saw the new Blair Witch.
Oh, how was that? Scary.
So check it out. It's the girl that went into the woods, like with her team.
Yeah.
In the first one, it's her little brother going to find. Her.
What happened?
Yeah, because they never found the house. They have the footage from the old one and stuff like that. They talked about the search parties and shit.
Yeah.
And then you find out, like, the only thing that makes you susceptible to her is if you spend one night in the woods. And then they have kind of neat thing about, like, it's like forever night after that.
Like, Jesus.
Until you die.
Oh, boy.
So they, like, wake up and they're like, "How we slept for, like, fucking, like, this many hours. And, like, how is it, like it's 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Like, how
was the whole movie just fucking nighttime?
No, after, like, there's a lot of spent in the day and shit like that. It is, I'm not gonna lie, it was pretty neat for what they did and, like, how they were telling it, but it's a Blair Witch movie.
Is it all found footage still?
Yeah. They go, but I mean, like, it's cool because, like, they have a drone, obviously, they have, like, fucking headpiece cameras, so you see from eye level, so it's not as jerky.
Yeah.
And then they're, like, they meet up with these people from the town of Blair, and they show them, like, where, like, the house was and stuff like that, and they, like, stage... the fucking little cross dudes.
Yeah.
The stick dudes. They stage that. They find out, like, later on, and then they kick them out, and they come back later in the movie, like, fucked up. It's creepy, dude. They're, like, for the mythos of Blair Witch, it's pretty neat to watch. I give it a 7.
All right.
I was actually impressed, because I went in there, and I was like, this is going to be dog shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
I think you'll like, if you just take it for the mythos part and not for the acting, obviously, you'll dig it.
Cool.
There are some dumb shit, like, why the fuck would you do that? But, you know, that isn't all... scary movies.
Yeah, usually.
All right, what else you see, bud?
That's it.
Holy shit, we made it.
We
out of weekly
made
recommendations
it.
And rejections.
Looks like we made it.
Only fucking 31 minutes after we started.
Woo-wee.
All right, so let's hop into Test of Tony. We got Deja Vu, son.
Yeah.
Your boy Denzel.
Yeah, Denzel.
Going back in time.
Yeah, kinda.
Sorta.
A little bit.
Yeah. I remember liking this movie so much when Nick first came out. I was like,
man,
this is so cool.
For sure.
Matrix ain't got shit on Deja Vu.
No, not at all, man. Not at all. There is a lot of fucking sci-fi that they really broad-stroke themselves over.
Yeah.
Like a fuck ton.
Yeah.
Like, there's a movie called Primer that does a lot of hard fucking note-taking and talking and doesn't dumb you down, and it still had trouble explaining it.
I would say Primer was... That was one of the... Like, I was watching, I was like, this is really cool, but I feel fucking stupid.
This movie was, like, taking the full different way around that goal.
It was holding
they're
your
like,
hand. Like,
big baby gonna explain a little with a 3-word sentence for you.
Yeah.
It time machine.
There you go. That's
it
all you need to know.
Now. You that's get
the,
in?
That's the movie magic like explanation of like not try like it's the easy one. Like, it's a time
Don't
machine.
Don't worry. It uses electricity, dude.
There was one that was like, they said something like, well, how does it work? He's like, you wouldn't understand. I was like, right on.
Don't even ask. Let's get in.
I was like, that's he obviously knows and we're too dumb. Uh-huh. So that's a good way around that.
Oh, my God. It starts out solid. I like the fucking bad guy in it. Like, he plays this cool fucking, like, ultra patriot fucking character, and you actually get to see him caught and interrogated, which I always enjoy when there's a bad guy who did something fucked. I like when they had the sit down, like fucking back of the car in 7. Like, I love
that was
shit. Like, that's my shit.
That's what I live for.
I fucking live for that shit. So I enjoyed that aspect, but I mean, Denzel was not phony. He was phoning it in.
I mean, I'd say out of all, like, John Q came around at the same time. Like, that was a fucking, that's a good Denzel.
That's a hard
Training Day
role, yeah.
Is a fucking sick Denzel.
Yes. This was a phoned in Denzel.
Man on fire.
Man on fire is so goddamn good.
Fucking love Dakota Fanning.
So dope.
Dude, that she plays terrified like no other human on this planet.
Yeah, her screaming and crying is
just
nonstop.
Let's say War of the World. War of the Worlds.
All
or whatever.
She did was yelled about her brother and dad the whole time.
Oh man,
screaming from the back seat.
Jesus Christ! I wonder why she doesn't work more.
I think she's just kind of kicking it. She made a couple million now.
Do you think she's gonna like come back like later on?
I haven't talked to her lately. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Uh huh.
Wow. On IMDb, the first one to pop up is I Am Sam.
Well, yeah, that's that breakthrough. Yeah, nothing really happening there.
Yeah, weird.
She is doing a hair bunch of nothing. She got some post-production shit going.
Yeah, 2018.
Oats, dude.
Oh, Volume 1. Yeah, she's in it.
My girl's in Oats.
Oh, she's in stuff. Yeah, The Alienist, Vienna and the Phantoms, Please Stand By. Wow, but I mean, like...
She did a bunch of fucking art house bullshit. Ah, Yellowbird, The Benefactor, Brimstone,
Effie Gray,
American Pastoral. Oh, my God. Night hey, moves. Paul. Oh, fat kids, you kiki.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck just moved? And he's just like hanging out.
Oh.
Yeah, get too hot for you up there, bud.
Get a little sweaty on your big old fucking cat back.
Yeah, my room's like 1,000 degrees.
Oh, my God. He feels like I put him in the microwave.
Is he really that warm?
Oh, yeah, he's a warm one.
All right, so Deja Vu, what do you give it?
I give it a 5.0.
Not rewatching it, huh?
Not going to do that. Not like, fuck this movie, it's not watchable. You could watch it. You could put it on and like make out with someone or like cook dinner. Like, yeah, just watch it, I
White
guess.
Noise. That's yeah. Something to, a movie to fall asleep to.
Not that fun because gotcha. I've seen such, there's better sci-fi
oh,
in the
yeah.
world. So don't, yeah.
I did not watch it.
Perfect.
Okay.
That's that.
Movie of the week. We watched Nocturnal Animals. This movie fucking rocked. I liked it a lot. I'm not going to bury the lead on this one, Tone. I enjoyed it fucking immensely. It was really cool. It reminded me of The Fountain because it's like a three-part story. All right, little backstory.
Beautiful.
So, what's the actress's name?
Oh, shit.
God damn you.
Ah, shut up.
This is why you're on the show.
So. You're the worst.
Amy Adams. So, Amy Adams...
She's one of those, like, forgettables.
Yeah, isn't she? She plays a fucking... What's her...
She's Lois in
Lane,
The Arrival,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the shit in Arrival, too. All right, so she's, like, an art curator, basically, and she's married to a dude, and she gets a book from her husband, who is Jake Gyllenhaal. Well, ex-husband.
Her ex-husband, yeah.
Yeah, who is Jake Gyllenhaal. So, basically, what they're doing is that she's reading the story, and they're acting it out as the two characters that he wrote about. And then they also fucking have...
Their past together,
and then their current future too. So it's three different timelines
yep.
and one fictional story.
Yep,
and it is fucking. There's parts of it that you're just like, this is horrific to watch.
Oh yeah, Tom Ford is a fucking dude pulled that one off, and people were like, huh? Holy fuck!
Michael Shannon killed it,
and Aaron.
Taylor Johnson,
dude, played the best character of his life besides Kick-Ass.
I was about to say, like, I was looking at him like, he looks so fucking yep. familiar, and then I looked him up and I was like, you're kidding me.
He's kicking ass in that film, man.
Yeah, so he...
What a fucked role.
What a bad fucking... You're like, since Kick-Ass, he was kicking ass in that film, you know what I'm saying?
No, I meant in the new one.
High five, dude.
Stupid ass.
But yeah, fucking, he was fucking really good, super creepy, super fucked up. Oh, God. And Michael Shannon fucking rocked too. Zod himself.
He's such an incredible
Everyone
fucking
in
actor.
This movie yeah. honestly fucking killed it.
Yep.
So yeah, so it has those three different parts and I can't recommend it a fucking enough.
It's a creepy, eerie, really well-written movie, man. Like, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's fucking great, dude.
I fucking love it. I'm not going to watch it a ton. Like, it's not one that I would watch a ton, like, once a year. But, like, whenever someone wanted to watch Nocturnal Animals, I'd be down to.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if I'd exactly. Someone that I hadn't seen, I'd be like, okay, I'll watch it with you. But
yeah.
I don't think that I'd go on my own time to be like, I'll watch Nocturnal Animals again because yeah. I want to live this fuck thing.
Yeah. I give it an 8.5. I think it was fantastic. And it hits you like a fucking bus, like, straight up
yeah.
from the beginning.
Yeah, it definitely just goes and you're like, okay, right on. And you get into those characters. And you know me, people. I fucking love... monsters and
yeah.
robots and I there's
none of that yeah
this was a movie's movie
this was a human filled movie
I went to a cinema this was
wow.
fucking art dude
deep
but yeah so I'll agree with your 8.5 tone and what are we doing next week
listen up I think we should do The Sixth Sense
okay
as
I feel like we've done The Sixth Sense
maybe
I don't know I really feel like we have before.
Yeah, you know, why do you feel that way?
I just have a feeling that we've done it.
How about waiting?
Waiting?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we haven't done that one.
Yeah.
All right. That's not on Netflix. Sorry, Tony's picking DVDs right now.
Yep.
And then what was the one that you wanted for?
And then Beyond the Gates.
Beyond the Gates. And what does that look like? Hang on a second.
What? You should get a look at that, because that's where I think you're going to go, ooh, pretty cover.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just a ooh, pretty cover. I got to install this fucking flash. Man, fuck you. All right, hold on. Two brothers closing up a video store owned by their missing father on a mysterious role-playing game. Ooh, I'm in.
And it turns into a desperate bid for survival. Yeah.
That sounds fucking dope.
And it's brand new, but it looks like an 80s.
Oh, totally. Film. Yeah. Yep. So that one is
on... So I'm thinking like Stranger Things vibe.
Yeah, is it a Netflix original?
I don't know.
Usually it would say it would have Netflix.
Yeah, they would be boasting about that shit.
They love
shit.
Spouting off their own shit. They're like, made this.
Look at me. I fucking made another kid.
Oh, like someone...
Like I gave birth to this movie.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yep. Yeah, see how like
it came out Orange of their, is the New their Black. Net pussy.
Their, Orange is the New Black has a Netflix and some that shimmer.
I know what a logo is.
Yeah, see that logo in that corner?
Fuck.
Go burn books.
Hey guys, it's Johnny.
And it's Mike.
The Unbelievables.
And I guess we're on a submarine?
We are indeed. And we record our podcast from this very sub.
We do.
We absolutely do. What do we do here, Johnny?
I think we do sketch.
Sometimes. And then sometimes we do...
improv.
What? And then also we do...
interview.
With several different comedians from around the area.
Block.
Block. You can listen to us anytime on lousyweathermedia.com. You can listen to us directly after whatever it is you're listening to now. So please do.
Please.
And then we'll have a new episode for you every week.
Nice.
So just head on over anytime you want, any time of the week.
Not Mondays.
Not on Mondays. How dare you? We are all Garfields here. All right. Fare thee well, ladies and gents. We'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's take a step back here. I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that. Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cats Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cast, available now.
Chris Clem's Cavscast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavscast, it's fantastic.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.